Lyles, it's a topic I wanted to get to all week. After watching the Waratahs go down by just the 1 point to the Hurricanes last weekend, and I understand these learned gentlemen from the world of rugby union know much, 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 much more than I do about the game of rugby union. But I was watching thinking, why do we replace all these senior players, some, you know, established wallabies, with people making their debuts with 10 minutes to go and the match on the line? In front of a sellout crowd. For me, all my best players are staying on that bloody field.
Unless they're injured.
Because I trust my best players to get me home.
Yeah.
So now Matthew Burke's going to explain to me why in the world of rugby union that happens. Hello, Burkey.
Boys, good morning, good morning, good morning. Do you know, TK, it's an interesting debate now because it's all got to do with the GPS technology. And
I couldn't give a rat's about that, Burkey.
No, they can shove
their GPSs, mate. You know,
mate, me too.
What? They brought blokes on making their debut in front of a sellout crowd against the Hurricanes. They're on the verge of victory, and you take off these good players. Well, and I'm not saying the blokes who came on aren't good players, but mate, everything turned to poo.
Hey, I'm not disagreeing with you, TK. What I'm saying is
it's Terry McQueen, by the way.
To give you an answer, is they can predict when blokes fatigue. They can predict when blokes
are going to get injuries.
That kind of stuff. No, I understand.
Get fitter.
My argument is that it doesn't have a predictor on your mental ability or your mental fatigue. So you might be all over a bloke, and Lodge, you know what I'm talking about. Like, and if you go off, that bloke just goes like, oh, thank God he's gone. I don't have to deal with him anymore. You might be absolutely out on your feet, but in your head, you stand up straight. You stand there and you think, I'm going to bash you because I'm still on the field. I'm still going to get control. And that's the point I think you're coming from, TK.
I reckon it's a big ask for a bloke to come off the bench and expect to throw under pressure, you know, directly straight into a line-out as well.
That's been a gripe of mine for years. When they replace a hooker, an established hooker, with a new bloke with a five-metre line-out on your line with 2 minutes to go. Yeah,
exactly.
Go, oh, hang on, boys. Like, do you think that's the right call? No, I get you there, but they're all these predictors of fatigue and the rest of it. But,
predictors.
You know, there's nothing like the feel of a player, is there? There's nothing like the ability to get out there and go, mate, are you good? And you just give a nod, don't you, to the coach?
Yeah.
And stay on because you've got the mental edge over these blokes.
Yeah, they've got the mental toughness and they can, you know, stay out on the field and get their way through it and get that second or third wind. And that's why they're such great players, is they're able to do that in tough situations. But what did you make of the performance overall? And is there enough there to get excited about and say, hey, yeah, we're a possible chance of, you know, winning this competition?
Yeah, there is. There is. I mean, you're always going to try and find a positive out of it. They were okay against the Kiwi teams, I should say. They had the chance to win in the end there, but they didn't get there. That was, I suppose you could say it was Foley's fault, but it wasn't his fault. There were plenty of other opportunities to get around. Kickers win your games, they don't lose your games. And, I could say that there's a chance where they could have won that game, yes. Get excited about it. Yeah, indeed. You know, they've got some combinations. They've got to get Beal back for this weekend, and he'll add so much to that attacking flair. I was actually chatting to Chris Whittaker during the week, the new assistant coach, and he said, you know, just sort of wow, you know, what Beal brings to a game and energy. And he's not, I suppose he's not too caught up in the defined structures of the game. He's still got that ability to play in front of him, and that's his big ticket. We're talking about Carmichael Hunt and what he brought to the game, and he's 30 and some, so. You know, we would like some of the younger guys to start standing up and really contribute. But, you know, Tars, not too bad. They'll go okay. But I'll tell you what I did like. I liked the Rebels, boys. I liked the Rebels and their ability to play. I liked the way Quade Cooper underplayed his hand, having been out of Super Rugby for, you know, a year thereabouts playing club footy in Queensland. And he actually played well. You know, I'm looking at that. And I know it's got to be consistent over the whole year, but, hey, not too bad.
If he plays like that, will they recall him for the Wallabies, do you think?
Well, you've got to be a chance under a new coach. Well, not new coach, pardon me. New director of rugby, new selector, Michael O'Connor coming in. You'd have to sort of say, wipe the slate clean. And let's just choose guys purely on ability, not on reputation or preceding reputation. So look, if he digs in and goes okay, and plays that underhanding role, I suppose you could say, he could actually go okay this year.
And Berkey, I didn't mean to have my rant and take up your time, but mate, can you find a good thing for us and a good value bet for the weekend?
Do you know that? I mean, the Waratahs should trundle over the Sunwolves. You know, by I think they're about $9. I think the Sunwolves they should get them quite easily. The Baby Reds. I'm waiting to see what Brad Thorne's Baby Reds could do under Samu Karevi against the Highlanders. Tough one down there. Highlanders get some players back, but maybe look at the line there. I think
they're getting 20.5 start.
Yeah, they should cover that. I mean, if they don't cover that, we're in a rock and a hard place.
Okay, so take the $1.95, the plus 20.5, the Queensland Reds, and obviously the Waratahs are $1.08 are expected to get the job done. Thanks, Berkey.
Good on you, boys.